Welcome to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. Joan and Janet are subtle energy empaths in the field of consciousness. Their passion is to support your evolutionary growth and change. Join them as they talk about our individual and collective evolutions, explore what living consciously with energetic awareness means in our daily lives, access with them a state of grace. There is no time, no space. Feel the warmth and acceptance and opening into infinite possibilities. Combining a broad collection of modalities and personal experiences, they share with humility and humor their appreciation for the body, mind, spirit connections that we call life. Now, here is Joan Newcomb and Janet Barrett.
Welcome to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. We're your co-hosts, Joan Newcomb, coming to you from Tacoma, Washington, and my partner, Janet Barrett, coming to you from Portland, Oregon.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. Wherever you are, whatever time zone, whatever time, whatever space, we're here for you. So welcome to the show.
Whatever year, whatever decade, whatever universe. Right. Yeah. Today, we are talking about service and contribution. So as consciousness, we are naturally generous, and we desire to contribute to the reality that we are creating. So how do we give or contribute as consciousness in form, and how do we come from a balanced perspective when doing so? And that's a lot of stuff in many different layers.
I love how you put that, Joan, that consciousness is naturally generous and we desire to contribute to the reality we're creating, because this is about us using our awareness. We do this without awareness all the time. So to bring awareness to how we are being as consciousness and in our world is all about sharing. It's all about the reality that we're all one. And it's takes such a different approach, and it's so easy, it's natural, and it's your birthright to create and be generous and do those things. So let's get our messages out of the way so we can get into our subject, because I think we'll have a lot of information flowing about
it. Yes, and these messages are important because it lets you know how you can contact us outside of the show. If you want to know more from us, there are lots of other ways to interact with us. We are more than our radio show.
But what's the number for them to call to join us live? There's a
okay,
number.
If you happen to catch us live, and we totally understand if you don't, because Mercury is, even though it's no longer retrograde, it's still pretty messed up today. So it is 888-627-6008. And that number is good when we are live on the air. And in this current time, we are airing at Tuesday mornings, 11 p.m. Pacific.
If you're 11 a.m. Pacific.
11 a.m. Pacific. And as I say, who knows? Who knows? Try calling us, and you might get another very fascinating show you can participate on, too. So that is the live number line to call and talk to us live. You can't listen to the show that way, but you can tune in and chat with us and contribute to the conversation. You might have a very unique perspective that is really beneficial to other listeners as well. So 888-627-6008.
And sometimes it feels like it's stump the host kind of day, but you know, we love to hear from you. So please give us a call and or on any of our mediums. So what are you doing? You've got your
great lots of stuff. So to find out more about me, you can go to my website, joan-newcomb.com, and I put out a YouTube video twice a week, so I've always got something really interesting to look at there. I do a weekly blog and newsletter. In fact, if you can also sign up for a quiz there to learn what is your unique purpose and passion in life, and that quiz would also get you on my mailing list for my blog. I do meetups around the Puget Sound because I love meeting people face-to-face. And if you're in Seattle, Bellevue, Tacoma, or Olympia, check my website to see what the most recent Conscious Conversations or Inner Circle or any of my other offerings are there. And Janet and I do a monthly webinar, and I'm doing other webinars and all. Teleseminar is, we have a conscious conference call Every third Thursday, and in February, that's February the 18th, it's at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern, and you can find that out on my website, joan-newcomb.com, or you can email us at consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Going to take a breath and let Janet talk now.
Well, you are. Well, I think what this kind of ties into our subject today, service and contributions. You and I both look to provide forums where we ask questions and people come to their own answers. And any opportunity like that is precious. And so I want to support, I totally support what you're doing with all your great groups, and I'm doing with mine. We do Conscious Conversations with Janet here in my home Tuesday evenings in Portland, Oregon from 7 to 9. And you can check that out on, let me see, meetup.com. It's listed there. Also, you can contact me at janetb@janetandbeyond.com or my website at janetandbeyond.com. Lots of different ways to participate. And excuse me, I'm going to cough here. Something's rough coming up. And we love to hear from our audience and our listeners and our detractors and whomever out there.
Yeah,
well, you know, it's all part of the whole, right? And you know, if we're saying something you don't understand or something that puzzles you, please feel free to contact us and let us know and explore, because we're both very open about what is something out there that maybe we're not familiar with, and certainly I don't know everything, that gives us a fresh approach, a fresh look at something in a new way. And we all have our perspectives, so we appreciate that. So, and you got the conference call, so you don't have to worry about not being able to chat with us up live and personal. And then we have our giveaway. Explain about the giveaway, Joan.
Okay. Well, we're in this huge time of transformation, and everyone is experiencing a shift of consciousness. And it's showing up in ways like our lives are breaking down, whether it's our health or our relationships or work or whatever. And it's a huge, huge change. And we so appreciate your taking the time to listen to this show that Janet and I are gifting 10 listeners with mini sessions. That's actually 10 listeners each, so that's 20 total listeners. And so if you'd like to be one of these lucky folks, email us at consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. And I want to be specific about that. Gmail wouldn't let us put the entire full name of the show, so it's not Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. It's consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com, because that's what they'd let us do.
And that kind of says it all too, right? We're supporting people being conscious, and that probably means a lot of different things to a lot of different folks. So how do you interpret that, the listener, and what can we support you with? Because that's what we do here. Is we, Joan and I have had so many fascinating experiences in our lives and done so many different things and met remarkable people and remarkable energies. And let's put it like that. We've met remarkable energies that have so enriched our lives. And so we understand the value of sharing and what we gain in all that. So it's important there. So let's see. Boy, there's something running, isn't there?
There's a lot. Actually, I just remembered one of my favorite astrologers was giving an overview of the week, and I think he said that this was one of the days that the moon was void of course. And what that means is it's like a mini Mercury retrograde. So when the moon gets void of course, there's communication snafus, and there's kind of, you know, it's like it's a dark moon. You can't see clearly kind of thing. And we did have Mercury go direct just yesterday, and it's still not really out of the shadows, so people might still be finding snafus with communication and with their timing or with their electronics or with traveling. Those are all the sort of things that traditionally get kind of snafued or messed up with Mercury retrograde. And we're talking about consciousness, and consciousness is outside of that. So consciousness is outside of the hologram, but within the hologram, we've got this construct of weather, and we've got this construct of energetic forces. And so that's where astrology really comes in terms of consciousness. It's like it's part of the illusion, like the hologram is. And it's kind of fun, like it's like the energetic weather. So that's why I like it.
Hmm. And can that be communication within oneself?
Well, you know,
there are... Or is it pretty much outside?
And that's a good question about fogginess within or foggy brain stuff. I mean, the way it's shown up for me has been I've messed up on, you know, on dates or sending the email to the wrong person. So that, you know, it can definitely affect your
stuff.
Well, yeah, if you think about Mercury anyway, Mercury is the planet of, it's a mental planet and it's planet of communication. So that can kind of add to confusion and things like that. Were you talking about sort of that kind of confusion, or are you experiencing other levels of density and effort?
Well, isn't that enough?
Well, I'll tell you, the other thing that's been going on is that there's been some massive earthquakes up in recently, and we had like a 7-point earthquake up in Alaska. And I have noticed for the last couple months a buildup of pressure and tension. Mm-hmm. And so I was asking you that, whether or not, hey, we've got seismic zones from Portland up to Seattle here. We could be feeling something else getting ready to kind of rumble and roll.
Well, so, I think it's probably time for a commercial break.
Right. So fasten your seatbelt. We have to stop for a commercial break, but stay tuned because we are talking about service and contribution and other interesting things in a state of grace.
Are you ready to take a quantum leap in your life? Joan Newcomb is a conscious mastery coach who empowers you to navigate life from your own inner wisdom using energy techniques. Contact her through her website, joan-newcomb.com, and take conscious mastery of your life today. That's joan-newcomb.com. You are listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. To reach our program, please send questions and comments to consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. That's consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Now, back to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet.
Welcome back. You're listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet, and I'm your host, Joan. I'm along here with Janet, and we are talking about service and contribution.
A lot of things are starting to come to mind as we get into the nut of it here. So service, what that means, what that is in different religious traditions, what are all those trigger words that get fired up, like faith and charity and all that kind of stuff. And it's how we look at ourselves. As consciousness, we're all one. So I don't want to be coming from the viewpoint that someone is less than me. And sometimes practice, ideals are really nice, but when that concept gets moved into practice, it becomes something different. And sometimes I have a sense that people think less of others, or I might find myself thinking less of someone because they need my help. And that's something you got to get out of. That's not a good place to be helping anyone from. And yeah.
That's really interesting because nobody is less than anyone else in right. that we are all consciousness creating our reality. And from that perspective, we are all infinitely creative. And you create, there's no ethics to creation too. So you can create terrible things and hardships, and you can create wonderful things and miracles. Mm-hmm. And so the person who's sitting there is not a victim of their circumstance, but they are experiencing maybe that. And you're exactly right. We're not better than them for being able to help somebody. It's more, we're all part of this wonderful cosmic dance in physical form.
It's so easy to cop an attitude. You know, and we're not even sometimes aware though when we're doing it, but but circumstances, situations, and all of a sudden you're thinking you're different than someone else, or they're threatening, or whatever the scenario is. And we have to remember that we are all one on the level of that we're engaging life in. It's individuality having this shared collective experience. So, shall we drop into heart? You think we're ready to go there?
Yeah, let's do that.
All right. Okay, everyone. So, hold on to your seat. It could be a bumpy ride. So far, it's all kind of bouncing over. So wherever you might be in this moment and place, what it would be like to just put it aside over there for the next 40 or 50 minutes and just consider relaxing. So raise those shoulders, feel that tightness, and just slowly undo. Let the shoulders drop. Let the twist come out of you. And there's a breath. And then just take the breath deeper, beyond the physicality of the breath. Just go with the breath. And sink into that area we call physical heart. And go beyond that and go into that emotional terrain. And just notice that. And don't be attached. You want to be attached, but that's just the illusion. So it's just something you're experiencing. So just notice whatever it might be. Don't judge it. Please don't judge it. The key is how to love it, because it's not real. So you can love yourself in whatever you're having. All right. And then just go deeper. Or inward, or outward, or however it comes to you. The sense to the core, to the essence of all, where we are all one. And if you look back, you can see yourself. For some reason, the last weeks, it's come up a sense of like being in a spaceship that goes out of port. Mm. And you can see yourself waving to yourself and just feel that incredibly powerful state. But it's free of the power, force, limitations that that home port has. You're still there. You're both places. But this is the part of you as consciousness that is just free of the limitations of a home port. So now you're in this sea of potential. And you haven't dropped. You have shifted position. So allow yourself to be in the sea of potential and the bits and pieces within it. And so you're still at full power there. You're not hurtling anywhere. You're just engaging. There we go. There we go. That's nice. So from this place, we're going to talk today about service and contribution and what else might show up here. So how do we serve? Why do we serve? You know, what is it? Well, we've already talked about that it's natural to serve and share. So we'll start there. What are you noticing, Joan?
Well, I was noticing when we go into heart space to talk about that, it shifts from any kind of judgment. It's a neutral mm-hmm. space in here. Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, consciousness is naturally generous, and that in our heart of hearts, we are all generous givers. It mm-hmm. is natural for us to want to create. It is natural for us to want to make the world a better place, or to help the people that we love. Or it's a natural tendency within us. And where it gets distorted is when it becomes service to others at the expense of ourselves. Mm-hmm. Service to others with an expectation of people, you know, giving back to us. It's hard to even talk about, because even to bring those concepts up kind of requires me to go back out of heart space a little to that level of distortion and discomfort. And you can feel the exhaustion in there too. So it's like when you're giving from a non-heart space, mm-hmm. so to speak, then that's where you're depleting yourself, or your energy is getting kind of mixed up and murky, or all those different things. And it's not from consciousness. And it also, that's kind of touches on the thing you were also saying earlier, where you know, there's an aspect of giving to people. It's like giving charity or whatever, where you're actually either you're invalidating that person or you're disabling that person through mm-hmm. your giving, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's interesting because as I feel myself in this state, I'm finding that I want to hold my hand out to those around me. Which, in what you were talking about, is consciousness. It doesn't judge. And there's just this openness to say, hello. And I like that. I really like that. I'm naturally a people-oriented person, so I tend to do that as my norm in my street clothes, right? When I'm not so aware of being in heart space and working out of it. Where some people, you know, are reticent about people or they're not social or whatever the is. But I can feel this engaging from kind of a different place. It's just like, oh, that's me over there, which is really nice. Very nice. And what would it be like to engage strangers that way? Or, and they're only strangers because you don't know them on this daily conscious level. As consciousness, they're not strangers. That's something important. Whoa. Oh, it's just moving around out there. I like it. It's really kind of floaty. Not so floaty as just moving in a flow. That's the difference.
It's buoyant.
Buoyant, yes, yes.
Yeah.
Very much. It feels like being under the water in this buoyancy, right? So service. So some religions, some disciplines really practice service.
They have a service requirement, you know.
Yeah. And I think you're right. It's about how you hold that intention within you and the expectation. So as consciousness, we're aware that we can have two different agendas running. And that I don't think that being of service should be a burden. I think if you find it as a burden, then something is out of alignment. And I don't care how terrific you are in your service work, if you're finding it as a burden, you have something else at play there. Something you need to explore. And we get into this stuff all for the right reasons, I'm sure. Right? But anymore, you know, you can go places and it's a big business charity. And that never quite feels right.
Well, what I was seeing along those lines is that people become compulsive givers, and mm-hmm. you know their initial feeling is that it feels so good to give, mm-hmm. and then they're giving to the detriment of, you know, their lives, their families, or, you know, they don't know mm-hmm. where to say no, mm. or you know, they get stuck and everybody goes, oh, she'll do it, you know, and then no, they don't have to. So that's where all those imbalances are. And you know, how can you say no to something that you once said yes to? You know, how do you pull back?
And it sounds kind of like addictive behavior you're talking about.
Exactly.
And cessation, the experience of being sated, right? And you can do it about anything, right? I think that's what's interesting about us. There's really no difference in energy. You can call it sugar or you can call it service, right? You got the same thing going.
Well, I know for myself, I was talking to somebody the other day who said that she learned how to say no when she was a stay-at-home mom and she was volunteering for the school. And they just love that because they gave her all sorts of things. And she was mm-hmm. basically essentially doing kind of a full-time job at the school, but she was a volunteer.
Right.
And how hard that was to say no. And I realize, you know, my background initially was as a minister for a church that was way to the left of Unity. Or Unitarians, way left of that. And yet, you know, I dove right into it. And what I noticed is that I'll still approach service positions that are voluntary as if it's a professional thing. And it's like, wait, I'm not being paid for this, so maybe I shouldn't do it during work hours, kind of thing. So so that's where I was reflecting, where, you know, it can get compulsive about service and giving when it's coming from a voluntary place, and then it's not of service to you, or it's not of service to your work. So that's a little bit different than your work being of service to the world, and, you know, your calling being to contribute to the world or make the world a better place.
Well, I think some people probably hold a really good awareness of where needs are not being met, and that attracts them. And then I think there's probably people that can view need and go, nah, I can't do that. You know, and they go on to the next thing. Because what makes us choose one need over another? And it's always about need. Something needs to be done. Something needs to happen. Something needs to be helped. You know, it's about needs that we're responding to. And they speak to that core place in us. And then you have whatever is generating the need. So you have the individual, you have the corporation, you have the society, you have whatever that is holding that's a need that we don't fulfill from a paid position sort of thing, right? And because we're all making choices. We make choices as individuals, we make choices as governments about where we're going to put our time and attention and those hard things that have to be covered. And then anything else is, well, we'll just have to see what happens. And hopefully someone will show up, and it could be you, or it might not be you. And if it's not you in this town, then when you move to the next town, there it is. You know, I mean, there's all these different realities and rules that we play with at any time, and we can get caught up in.
You know, I was just thinking, the whole reason why we have this as a topic today is that you and I, you know, brainstormed at the beginning of the month to have a series of topics that were all related around the energy of love, of that's next month. But no, this month was this was money and love, money and abundance and wealth, and so somehow this
new beginnings,
and but it was really about
self worth
and value, self-worth. Exactly, yes. Worth and value, and so service is a way of giving, and it's a way of giving value and contribution. Contributing to the world, this is where I got it mixed up with love, because it really is the same thing. If you think about consciousness creating the world, the consciousness created this world with the energy of love. At the highest level, that's what consciousness feels like, is this incredibly expansive experience of love. And the creative energy of it is also ends up being materialized as money, and doesn't mean, you know, money is love, love is money, but the when you go to the deepest essence of what money really is, it's an expression of appreciation. Mm-hmm. It's an expression of appreciation, and it's all part of the flow. So that's kind of where that was the thought process behind our topic of service and contribution today was that highest awareness of what we're giving to the world and what it is like from consciousness, which is neutral and not all that other sort of heavy perspective or noble perspective or religiosity or any of that stuff.
Well, and I think what I'm hearing in the giving is about the receiving. That's the other side of the coin. And that, for me, expression of heart is about giving and receiving. It is only a label on the direction of the flow, right? And so it is what we get back in giving. And it's not even giving. What it is, it's allowing our own heart power to flow. So we get there's a lot of energy on the word giving and receiving. And I think we have to clear that away. It is an expression of heart, which is where we go with it's an expression of love. And in allowing myself to touch you allows you to touch me, It allows me to be open to experiencing who you are in that moment. And that is the exchange that is happening. And I think we get that lost a lot in our clutter, in our dialogue, in our money, in our, you know, in our structures and our cultures. It at heart is about expressing heart.
Yes.
That's my 2 cents.
Those are 2 cents made of gold.
Right? That's why we do this, because we feel that connection. That's why all those charities and everything, what do they send you a picture of? Someone that just speaks to you beyond your reasoning.
The
right?
cute little snot-nosed orphan that needs
or the
your
old
hair.
Lady who's got so much life in her face and has lived in her skin, and her skin is just falling off of her. Right? You know, it's like that works just as well, because you see, oh my God, I want to reward this. I want to support this. I want to celebrate this. This is the spirit that has done it as much as they can in obviously adverse situations. You know, in expensive high-end cultures, you don't see people that kind of wrinkles.
Right.
You know? So this is a person that has lived, right? They have felt everything that they've ever experienced. And we want to note that. We want to witness that. We want to say, here I am. Let me be with you. There's a lot to be said by holding that person's company. And even if it's just that moment and in that dollar or in that food or whatever it is, you know. And some of us live this way. You know, I have doctor friends who do Doctors Without Borders and that kind of thing. And they uproot their life and they go to a foreign country for a week and deal with what they're. And I'm trying, you know, me and my little body. And I go, how do you do that? I mean, you have such a great relationship with your body that you can be 20 hours on a plane and then work for a week and then come flying home and go to work the next day. How do you do that? I mean, people like that just marvel me.
It's interesting how they have the energy to do that. Doctors in general have like enormous schedules and they do a huge amount of work. You think lawyers the same thing, where they have a lot of pro bono work. So you judge them for how much money they earn, but the hours that they put in as well. And the flip side of that, going back to being of service and contribution, is use of energy and whether or not you are receiving, you know, energy. You know, how is your body putting energy out and how is your body receiving energy? And what's that relationship with your body? Are you hearing your body? Are you absorbing the energy of people around you as you are giving to the world around you? So, you know, that's where you get, you would think that service is exhilarating. And I think the initial impulse is that it is exhilarating, but where it becomes a burden is when you're depleting yourself for it, or you are healing people by absorbing their energy. And, you know, then you're waterlogged, to get back to that water symbol.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, depending upon your rule set and how you've got it set up in your rules and how you are in your world, where you will be in all of that is unique to the individual. Now, we can have this huge morphic field that talks about burnout and incorporates, you know, where the exchange of that energy is happening, whether it's in your physicality, in your emotional world, or in your mental thinking or whatever. It's going to be probably processed someplace, because we tend to think that way, you know, and however you think is what you create. And some of us are a little more organized differently or compartmentalized, but then there's a place where it is coming from a place of flow. Mm-hmm. And so you are in the experience of it. You're processing the experience, the emotions, the mental, all at the same time. So it's not really having to catch up with you and bite you in your butt, you know, when you sit down. There are people that have that harmony that flow that works through things, which I think is what we're all looking to emulate. And there are people that have tremendous levels of physical dynamics. And then there's some of us who just go, oh, whoa, that'd be really nice. But then there's other ways that we do our work, right? So I get in the flow when I work with individuals, and that doesn't necessarily have to be anything other than flow at the time. And I think you experience that for yourself. And we all have those times. I'm certainly hopeful or hoping that people are that way about their daily lives. You know, whether you're a mother and you've got work and you've got three kids to track and one of them doesn't speak well and one of them needs special schooling and one of them needs something else, that there is some place that you are in flow because you are being of service to your children there. You're being service to your relationships. You're being of service. So I guess, what do we mean by service so much, Joan? Is it about being sharing? Is that what service is?
That's, you know, that I think that's a big topic all by itself. It's, you know, to me, what's being of service, giving to the world, serving the world, making, contributing. When I'm doing service, I get inspired to, you know, help people, places, and things. And so usually in my mind, I'm giving of service, and it's, you know, outside of my regular, you know, coaching practice. I'm usually volunteering my services to groups and helping them in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a little different. But, you know, what you were saying earlier, I was thinking where I feel the most expansive and exhilarated right now is when I'm doing my meetups. And it's a really effortless place where I get into this experience of consciousness. And it is expansive, mm-hmm. and it's high and it's light and it's all these different things. And I'm like, oh my gosh, how do I bottle this? This feels great.
Mm-hmm. You know?
And mm-hmm. And it is, it's like holding this vast space for everybody to come together and experience what consciousness is. And that feels like that could be held never ending. That feels like there is no depletion. There's no effort. It's not even a question of that kind of stuff. And mm-hmm. I think ideally, you know, that would be the place if you and I were holding consciousness technique seminars, we could be in that space and effortlessly get through an entire weekend without, mm-hmm. you know, feeling burned out or exhausted or any of that stuff. Needing caffeine.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, if there's those different levels of reaching out, you know, you were talking about service to the world and this thing. And that's one thing we enjoy with the radio show here and listeners, because we know we're connecting to people all over the world and offering viewpoints and things to think about and contemplate in their own life on their journey. And then there is you in your own house. There's you going to the grocery store. There's you at work, maybe in a bigger community. And there's all these different levels, and I don't even know if they're levels or tiers or just different layers of expansion of where you are engaging yourself and interacting with others that come into that field of reference. And there's no right way, wrong way, because we take the judgment out of it. And saving the world, well, we save that for our superheroes, right? And it's just as important to be with the one you love and make a difference in their life. And sometimes we use the word service to our parents as caregivers, or, you know, that's really developing a field in the last 25 years, I guess. And, you know, in other countries, they have multi-generational family situations, so there's not so much a sense of having to go take care of someone. They're already in your environment. There's so many different ways that we engage and contribute to our world as consciousness. And how do you want to do that? And where do you want to do that? It's up to the individual.
Hmm. This feels like a nice pause.
Yeah.
Pause for the cause.
Well, I think maybe it's important to look at the different ways we do our service and we do contribute. And how important is it to hear back that we are doing so? Right? That's the other thing, the feedback. Do we do this as the martyr? Do we do this as the group? As we do this as the community? As we do this as the family and someone notices? I think important part is of this all is about the witness. Who's observing? And that may just be consciousness that's watching itself. But it is nice to hear that thank you or to feel that hug or... You know, and a lot of times there are no words, right? And who is on the other end of your hand? And how are they looking at you and what you do? Those are important things.
My fingers are on the end of my hand. Oh, the other end of my hand. Okay. It is funny how we hear things.
Yeah.
It is feeling, today is an odd show and we're a little off time-wise, but it what I am feeling, I'm feeling like we're getting to our three-quarters way mark. And the powers that be just gave us a little note. So we have a few more things to talk about, but I want folks to just notice how it's felt for the last 30 minutes that we have been in heart space and how we have been buoyantly floating in heart space and navigating all these different ins and outs. And notice what's come up for you. And especially just notice the feeling of well-being it is to float in the space, because that's the unique thing that we provide in this show and that Janet provides for us, bringing us all into heart space. It's this wonderful, just feel like purring or humming or something.
It's there, isn't it? Yeah, it really is. So, well, thank you, John. Whatever I offer is what I offer. And service. So service it has to be about the receiving, I guess. I don't have my dictionary in front of me. It's interesting. Because I think a big part of it is being willing to put your hand out and accept something. Put your hand out and ask for something, and that it's not in a judgmental way at all. It's about community and sharing and acknowledging where you are, because we're all at different places all the time. And one thing we do as service and contribution is offer others around us our humanity, our sense of consciousness, and are willing to be with them and not judge them for where we find them. And, there's all kinds of different situations and places where people can be with that. So, everybody, it's probably just time to come back. And so just bring your awareness back inward. Yeah, there you go. I see the loading dock up there. Okay. The docking mechanism. I don't have my words, but I've watched too many Star Wars movies, I guess. Okay. So just allow yourself to come back to the place that you see is where you are meant to go. Don't judge it. Just notice it. And allow yourself to dock. There you go. And allow the pressures to equalize. And have a sense of home. And notice that emotional terrain is connected to the sense of home. And what that's like now. And then as you go farther, notice the heart. Notice your heart. And as you come back up to street level, notice the heart is still there. And you're going to put a little mark up. That means, whether I notice it or not, I'm always in heart. I'm always there for myself. I'm always there for another. And I get to choose. And just notice what that feels like. So that you can go about your day with maybe a little more awareness, because now you're not attached to the awareness. You're just in the sea of awareness.
And I want to invite folks to enjoy this experience as we are going to a commercial break. And I want to remind you, you're listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. I'm your host, Joan, along here with Janet. We're talking about service contribution, and we'll be right back.
Would you like a fresh approach to the challenges you're dealing with? Janet Barrett is a subtle energy empath. Feeling the energies present in your myths and language, she offers a supportive, non-judgmental viewpoint. Experience new ways to relate to and release the energies in those stories. Receive a $25 discount on your first session. Email Janet for an appointment at janetb@janetandbeyond.com. Come explore with Janet. New possibilities for a joy-filled life.
You are listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. To reach our program, please send questions and comments to consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. That's consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Now, back to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet.
Welcome back. You're listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. I'm your host, Joan, along here with Janet, and we are talking about service and contribution.
It feels good.
It does.
This is really kind of a buoyant float like you were talking about in there today. That's very, very nice. Well, maybe it's easy. Maybe it's easy. It's just an outcome of being, right? Maybe we've tagged that a little bit for people. And, you know, and sometimes you give your time. Sometimes you give your money. Sometimes you give your thing. Sometimes you just give energy in some form and it can be supportive that way. It's not about having to do anything, one thing in particular, which I think sometimes the trap of, you know, if you get into filling needs is you've got to do it yourself, right? Yeah.
Well, and, you know, your presence is a gift.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Joan. Yours is too.
There you go. We'll accept that. So,
yeah.
In the transformation game, there's a part where you are giving people appreciation, and the response is supposed to be, "Thank you. I'm so glad you noticed," something like that. So, and you tell the person that that's the response, so that way they can't go, "Oh, no. You know, this, oh, thank you. Of course, I'm glad you noticed."
Well, that's about each of us, right? If you can't accept that, you know, and that's something to pay attention to. If you have a hard time accepting a thank you, that's something to play with. And you really want to just drop into this heart space and just ask those questions about that. What would it be like to be able to hear a compliment or a thank you? And those are two different things, compliments and thank yous, but for some reason I've put them together.
It's in the realm of receiving. You talked about, before we went to the break, you talked about receiving and that receptivity. And so you're receiving other people's appreciation. You know, can you, it's that giving and receiving thing. We get to be, you know, when we're compulsive givers, we're not receiving. So can you actually receive other people's service, other people's contribution?
Because, you know, the other side of that maybe is, I am so happy to help you with this.
Yes.
Right? And if I have to engage you that way and go, oh, well, sure, I want you to feel good about stuff too, maybe that brings awareness to it a little differently. You know, some of us, we're very one-sided, blindsided about why you know, how we affect others. We're in our own mindset. We don't notice that. And it's really, if I could tell everyone, oh, I'm giving you this because it just feels good to do so, is different than I'm giving you this because you're lonely and you need help. We know that. And those are good things to pay attention to. What is your attitude that you're passing in your hand with the thing that you're holding on to, offering? Because offerings often have attachments to them. And they're really not an offering, then, are they? Mm. Yep. Oh, how nice.
Well, I think we can talk about our offerings outside of the radio show.
Okay.
Ways for people to get in touch with us outside of our weekly show is you can connect with us on Facebook. You go to Facebook and look up Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet, and you can join the group and join the fun. That's a way of interacting with us, and you can then message us on Facebook. Janet is on Facebook as Janet Barrett. I'm on Facebook as Joan Newcomb and also as Joan Marjorie Newcomb. So there's a multitude of ways you can get in touch with me there. We're also on Twitter at Joan and Janet on Twitter. And I'm on Twitter as at Joan Newcomb. I have lots of different interesting things that I do on Twitter. Also, you can subscribe to us on YouTube. Find us on YouTube, Conscious with Joan and Janet, and see all the shows that we have on YouTube. You could binge watch us from the comfort of your bed on YouTube. And also just email us, consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com, with any questions or topics you'd like us to talk about, and we will answer them on the air.
Yeah, there's lots of things there. Oh, yeah. Do we want to remind them about the free giveaway?
Sure. I don't have it right in front of me now, but I'll just say that we're all in a time of great transformation and change, and that Janet and I have decided that we are so appreciative of you listening and tuning in that we are gifting 10 people each, so that's 20 lucky folks, can get a session with either of us. And you can email us at consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com, and we will pick you as a lucky one if you're one of the first 20 responders. So that's our giving back. That's our contribution to our loyal listeners there. Janet, how about telling people about your website and the stuff that's going on?
Okay, my website will be janetandbeyond.com. And if you, both Joan and I write weekly email blog, kind of, I guess they're blogs, about life and what we're noticing in our groups and in general for the week. And you can subscribe there for that. If you do it with mine, then you can get a free 10 top tips for enjoying life. And since I know a lot about enjoying life, there's more than those there. And let's see, what else? I just kind of, what a nice vibe. This is a very nice vibe. Resonating out there. I know there's a lot of turbulence in the world, but everyone seems to have created something nice here, which is what we're going to allow out into the world, right?
This goes ripple beyond. Effect out the world.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
My website is joan-newcomb.com, and if you go to that, you can get a quiz that tells you about what your purpose is and how to regain your passion in life, and that is on my website, joan-newcomb.com. My meetups are on the website. I meet with folks monthly and sometimes twice a month in Seattle, Bellevue, Tacoma, and Olympia. So you can learn all about that. I do YouTube videos twice a week, and you can find that on YouTube, but you can also find them posted on my website. And I have a private mentorship program going on right now to personally help you regain your purpose and regain your passion for your life, rediscover your purpose, and regain your passion. And it's 12 weeks to transformation. So if you want to know more, you can go to my website, joan-newcomb.com.
So what we look to offer to all of you are ways to offer a space for each of us to find our answers. It's always nice when someone else tells us what to do. But Joan and I have reached our great ages. not that great. But our ages realizing that it is more precious when it's our own inner wisdom that speaks. Realizing that it's applying out there in the world and coming back at us. Yes, yes, we know all that. But it's about offering this space for you to find yourself. Because we always have to go home. Yeah, I don't care how you set your life up. You always will have to go home. And you take yourself with you wherever you go. So the more that we are at peace with that and congruent with it and hold that sense of playfulness about ourselves, the better off we all are, however long our life is. So thank you so very much for joining us today.
Yes, you have been listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. I'm your host, Joan, and...
Oh, I'm Janet. I'm still Janet. I was Janet before. I'm still Janet now.
You've never stopped being Janet. And we'd just like to thank you all for joining us as Consciousness, Expressing, and Evolving.
Goodbye, everyone.
Bye.
Have a great week.
You've been listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. Thanks so much for helping to co-create the show. No matter whether you're tuning in live or listening on demand, you energetically contribute to our collective experience. Joan and Janet love to hear from you and invite you to email your comments and ideas for them to explore each week. Contact them at consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Tune in next Wednesday for another great show at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, and 10 p.m. UTC.